Hi, this is Sue Troy. I'm site editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today I'm talking with Greg Schultz, founder and managing partner of the Storage.io Group, about 6 gigabit SAS, also referred to as SAS 2. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Very good. So first question, what's 6 gigabit SAS's viability as a competitor to Fiber Channel?
Interesting question, Sue, in that in some ways they coexist. How they coexist is the fact that when you look at fiber channel-based storage, what's increasingly being deployed on the back end of those fiber channel-based arrays, those fiber channel systems, are SAS disk drives, SAS in terms of serial-attached SCSI, whether that be SAS 3G, which is 3 gigabit, or SAS 6G, which is 6 gig. On the other side to it, though, from an interface perspective, you're seeing more servers being deployed with native SAS capability, either embedded, integrated right on the motherboards, right on the systems themselves, or shipping with adapters. So at the lower end, of the market, you're starting to see more and more SAS deployment of either SAS attaching storage systems or SAS being used as in a share type environment. So at the upper level, as a host-based means of getting to storage, not really a major threat in the mid to the upper market. Down at the lower end of the market, it's a whole different ballgame where SAS is now becoming seen as a alternative at the low end for example, the iSCSI. Kind mm-hmm. of fitting in that space where you used to have parallel SCSI, where today that's being taken over by USB 2, and finding it a spot for shared access between, say, 2-4 servers and sharing a SAS-based array.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so this question sort of ties in with what you were just talking about, but what are the key benefits of 6 gigabit SAS?
So the key benefits right off the bat is 6 gig. It's running at 6 gigabit per second speed, as opposed to first generation or actually a previous version, which was 3 gig. So certainly you get that speed. Think of it this way, Sue. Most of the fiber channel disk drives that are shipping today are 4 gig, okay? Sure, you've got 8 gig as a connector going from the server to the storage system. But on the backside, those systems are supporting either 3G or 6G SAS on an increasing basis. So you've got the speed. But here's the other thing, is that with 6G SAS, you have enhanced capability for SAS switching. The SAS switching occurs either on an adapter or on a server board or on a blade or within a storage system, which means the ability to support more SAS devices per port. So you have that capability of enhanced speed, enhanced connectivity, but one of the big kickers with SAS 6G is also the enhanced interoperability, and by nature, when you have a SAS port, that means that you can attach SAS devices, but you can also attach SATA devices, which helps drive the cost per port down.
Mm. And that touches upon the next question relating to the cost. So SAS is cheaper than fiber channel.
SAS is cheaper in some context than fiber channel. Here's the way to look at it. SAS is becoming competitive on a per component cost basis to SATA. And when you think low cost around storage, you think SATA. Well, what's happening, Sue, is because of the mass volume that's occurring, you're seeing the SAS chipsets going on the HBAs. You're seeing them going right onto the server motherboards. You're seeing them going right natively onto the blades on servers without even having to go into a mezzanine card. You're seeing the SAS chipsets going onto the drives. You're seeing them going into the storage systems. And in the course of doing that, one of the capabilities with the new SAS chipsets is to eliminate other components. So, for example, if you have a dual-ported SATA disk drive, you also have to put the interposers or the MUX chips to actually present that dual port signal. When you do that, that's adding extra chips, which consume power and add cost to the equation. So what's happening is that the new chipsets reduce the number of overall chipsets that when you think of a product in terms of a bill of material, the different components, you want to take components out while adding functionality that helps drive the price curves down, which then leads to broader adoption.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the drawbacks of 6 gigabit SAS?
The drawback is that, one, there's an awareness. There's a big awareness issue in that there is the perception is that SAS is DAS, and DAS being direct attached storage. And probably the big issue is that DAS is seen as only being dedicated internal direct attached storage, which it can be that. But you also have arrays from HP, from IBM, from Dell, from Oracle Sun, and many others, that you can actually have a SAS array that can be shared by 2, 4, 8 or more servers, almost call it a SAS SAN if you like. So I think the big drawback is that, one, the lack of awareness around it as an option. And you could say that, well, on a scale-out basis, it can't scale in terms of connectivity like Fibre Channel. Well, yeah, you're comparing apples to oranges. You know, same thing with iSCSI to Fibre Channel or SAS to iSCSI. They're apples to oranges to grapefruit-type discussion. They have their different place, and they can coexist very, very nicely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so earlier you talked about the low end of the market being more suitable for SAS than the higher end of the market. But beyond that, is there any particular market segment that sort of holds good potential for VARs trying to sell that hardware?
Yeah, absolutely. So keep in mind that at the high end of the market, today and for the near-term future, from a server to the storage system, that's going to remain Fibre Channel over Ethernet, NAS with some iSCSI. But on the back end of those storage systems, you'll see more and more SAS in terms of the disk drives are inside the storage system. At the lower end of the market, that's where you're seeing SAS inside the servers for drives that are in the server, even in the enterprise servers that have disk drives too. Those servers are also now shipping with SAS drives. You go look at the Blade Centers, the Blade Servers, the Blade Systems. They're shipping with SAS drives embedded, SAS drives built in, unless you're going with a diskless model. At the lower end, you're going to see continued of from the server to the storage, either internal storage to the server to the storage external, as well as the drives that are in the storage systems being SAS. Mm-hmm. And then the other third scenario is in the massive scale-out scenarios and massive scale-out solutions, where maybe you're building a large-scale website, a large-scale hosting, a large-scale cloud, or even just a large bulk-type storage environment. Increasingly, what I'm seeing being deployed are the smaller modular storage systems that have SAS drives as well as SAS connectivities that then attach to one-use servers, standalone servers, blade systems, rack-type systems of different shapes and sizes because of the lower cost and the ability to aggregate to create very, very dense, high-performance, high-capacity solutions.
Great. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for joining me today, Greg. For more on 6 gigabit SAS, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.